I definitely feel like an underdog, you know, because I watch film, you know, every week. I watch the film, I see what's out there, you know, and I know myself and my potential. So I've just been working hard, you know, really just keeping that in the back of my mind, just staying hungry and, you know, just trying to be the best and, you know, take this team back to the Super Bowl.
Talk about the Super Bowl there. It's been 5 years since you guys won. Each year goes on. Does that hunger maybe get a little more intense?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, that every year. You know, the year after the Super Bowl, we went almost undefeated. You know, we had a couple years, but, we're right there. You know, we just got to finish. We just got to finish strong. You know, it's not really about how you start, it's about how you finish. So, you know, we definitely keep that in the back of our heads. You know, that last year, we're never going to forget that. And, you know, we're looking forward to playing them this year.
Andrew, what is your impression of the rookie backman?
Oh, he's doing a good job. He's doing a real good job. I think both the young guys, him and Mitch, backman and Mitch, they're doing a real good job. I think they picked up the offense pretty quick. You know, not too many mistakes. And, you know, I think they're doing a good job.
Does that just show you how razor thin the line really is? You guys have a lot of guys in IR that year. You guys still win the Super Bowl, but something like Seattle happens.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it just keeps the hunger. You know, we're super hungry, man. Like I said, this last couple of years, we've been so close. You know, there's a lot of veterans still on this team that, you know, have that taste in their mouth. You know, so we know what it takes to get there. You know, I'm one of those guys that know what it takes to get there, how much hard work. And it started this offseason. I think we definitely became a closer offense. You know, we put in a lot of new different things in the offense. So I definitely think we're growing.
Can you portray that feeling to the young guys? I mean, kind of talk about what it's like to reach the pinnacle and kind of that hunger for that?
It's, you know, it's hard to really portray it for them, but really, you know, like I said, it starts in the offseason. It starts in practice. You know, one of the biggest things, we always say finish through the cone. You know, they set up cones 30 yards down the field. You know, it doesn't matter if they tag you off. You know, you finish. You know, that's the little things, you know, that count. You know, and that shows come game time. You know, so that's, you know, that's the kind of little things that I would tell my young guys. Make sure y'all finish every play in practice like it's your last. You know, and it'll carry over to the field.
Andrew, do you do anything new in the this offseason, to kind of keep it fresh for you coming in?
Just really try to up my tempo, my workouts. I know I spoke to y'all before just about CrossFit and, you know, some of the things I've been doing with CrossFit. Just really kind of just keeping my tempo and my workouts really, really fast, and it kind of correlates to the no huddle. You know, so I'm really getting ready for 16 play drives, you know, whatever it might be. So I'm just, you know, really upping my tempo, not a lot of rest with my workouts, and, you know, just going hard.
Obviously,
Rich and Rodgers
get better this offseason.
Oh, yeah, definitely. No, Rich, I think as a tight end group, I think we really did good. Like I said earlier, the young guys, they really stepped in and, you know, really learned the offense pretty quick, you know, which is surprising a lot. You know, young guys to come in and learn the offense, not make too many mistakes. So, you know, hats off to them. And, you know, we're all working together. We're all helping each other get better.